其中有一天是最后一天是在老虎岛的休息。
We spent 2 days on the road and then stayed there for a few days and then the last day over there in our trip we stayed in an island to take a rest.
所以差不多在那里我们有总共5天的服侍。
We have
很忙碌很紧张的服侍。
We have 5 full days of work over there, so it was a busy schedule.
在我的印象中哈，我们差不多每天早上都早起。如果说不允许如果是可以不早起的话哈，我们都很高兴。
We have to get up very early every day. So if there's any day we could sleep late, we are very glad.
头三天的话呢，我们的施工主要集中在印第安部落。
The first 3 days, our work is majorly focused on the local Indian
这是上山
missions.
然后我们从印第安部落
we climb up the mountains to work with them.
山上下来，然后就是一天的。监狱的施工。
And then we came down from the mountains to go to the jail to visit the local jail.
对，那第五天的话呢，就是在当地教会的儿童中心服侍和和当地教会的团契。
On the fifth day, we went to the local church to have a children's ministry work, and then we worked with the local church to serve kids.
所以今天我们有几个弟兄姐妹做见证，就像一个拼图哈，你会越来越清晰。我们在那里所做的一切。
We have a few brothers and sisters who will share their testimonials today, and it's like a jigsaw puzzle. Piece by piece, you will see what we did over there.
那在这里呢，特别的感谢教会的每一个弟兄姐妹的祷告支持这样的一个支援。
I especially want to thank brothers and sisters for your support and financial help.
那如果没有你们，那我们也去不到那里。
Without you guys' support, we can't go there.
所以我们一起先来做一个感恩的祷告。
So let's give a prayer of thanks now.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
如此的感恩，你带我们众弟兄姐妹平安的去，平安的回来。
We are full of thanks. You brought us safely there and brought us back safely.
让我们在那里经历你，可以回来向我们的弟兄姐妹再分享你的荣耀和你的信实。
We experienced you over there, and we want to share our what we learned with our brothers and sisters. Now we are back.
愿你的圣灵带领我们下面见证的时间。
May your Holy Spirit be with us and guide us in our when we share our testimonials.
让我们的心向着你，赞美敬拜你。
We hope that our hearts turn to you to praise you to worship you.
让我们看到你国度的事工。
Let us see the accomplishment of your kingdom.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们先请第一个姊妹凯莉来做见证哈，她去年去过，今年又来了。
Sister Kelly, this is her second trip to Honduras. She went there last year also.
然后这个凯莉姊妹做完见证之后，我们有一个短视频放哈，是在洪都拉斯的监狱的施工。
Afterwards, we will watch a short clip to see what we did over there in Honduras.
First of all, I want to thank you all for praying and supporting us for this trip.
我很想首先就谢谢大家来支持我们，鼓励我们去这次短宣。
And praise God, we all return safely and healthy.
感谢主，我们回来都是健健康康的，都是平安的回来了。
So on the first day, as we drove up to the mountains, we faced our first challenge.
第一天我们往去爬山的时候，首先就遇到了一个很大的挑战。
About 5 hours into the trip, we approached the first out of 5 rivers that we needed to cross.
我们在那路上已经都坐车嘛，五个小时了，结果发现前面有5条河要过，结果这个河水那天涨得很厉害，就被堵在那儿了。
Ahead of our bus, there was a pickup truck driven by Pastor Leandro.
当地教会的牧师开了一个皮卡，就在我们那个工期的前面，他已经被堵在河边的第一条河就被堵了。
Right, he went before us to test the waters and make sure it was safe for the bus to cross.
他开在我们前面就去试试水，看着我们这个汽车开过去是不是合适，是不是能够过去。
But halfway through, we saw smoke coming out of the truck, and the truck was slowly pushed back to shore.
结果他开到河中间的时候，我们看那个皮卡就冒烟了，所以他只好又一点点退回来。
Due to the rainy weather, the water level was too high and the current was too strong for vehicles to cross.
因为那些天都一直在下雨，所以那河水涨得很快，这个水位太高，我们的这个车都开不过去。
Disappointed and worried, turn to God in prayer.
我们大家都觉得很失望，也很担心，所以大家都开始祷告。
We didn't know when the water level would recede and when we'll reach our destination.
我们也不知道什么时候水位会退下去，也不知道什么时候我们能够到达我们的目的地。
However, we knew God is faithful and we could trust in Him.
但是我们知道神是信实的，我们可以信靠神。
After praying, we returned to a nearby town to spend the night.
所以在祷告之后，我们就退到这个附近的一个小城，就是准备在那儿过夜了。
And the next morning, the rains stopped and the water has subsided.
第二天早上雨停了，然后这个水位就退下去了。
And we drove through the river, singing praises God and worshiping His goodness.
我们就一路唱着赞美诗，开到河边去，就可以过去了。
And the next morning, as we started to drop down from the mountains,
第二天早上我们从山上下来的时候，
we encountered our second challenge.
我们又遇到了第二个很大的挑战。
After the rain, the road was wet and slippery.
这个下过雨了以后，这路就变得很滑，很危险。
And our bus slipped to the side, tilted, and stuck in mud.
我们当时坐的那个大公车嘛，就从这个路上就滑到路边，然后就歪倒在一边，给陷到泥里去了。
Amazingly, I was not worried at all this time, knowing that God is in control.
但是感谢主，我就知道神是掌控一切的，所以我这次我都没担心。
And we got together in prayer and saying God is good with the Tulipin people who come to watch what happened.
我们当时就大家一起开始唱赞美诗，就唱神是美善。这时候旁边当地的一些有几个人就过来很好奇看是怎么回事。
And after multiple attempts with the help from the Tulipin people, our bus was back on the road.
当地的这些 Tulipin 的这些人也帮我们一起把那个车推，我们好推了好几次，终于把车又给推回路上来了。
And I know God has called me to rejoice in Him, even in the midst of difficulty and tribulation.
我知道，即使是在艰难困苦之中，神也呼召我们要在祂里面有喜乐。
He allows challenges, big and small, to happen in my life, so that I can draw closer to Him and rely on Him.
在我的生命中，神也允许大大小的麻烦来，这样子我就可以跟神更贴近，能够更靠近祂。
And He has strengthened my faith through the process.
通过这些大大小小的这些困难，神也让我的信心能够加强。
And the following day, we visit a newly built 1,800-person prison.
然后下一天我们就去探访当地的一个1,800人的监狱。
Walking in, I was nervous, as we were told the inmates are serious criminals.
我进监狱的时候蛮紧张的，因为大家都说这个监狱里边关的都是重罪犯。
And we walked through the security gate and the security and the metal gates.
我们在门口做安检，然后就跨过重重铁门。
And 200 inmates had already gathered together in a common area awaiting for our arrival.
在他们那个就是广场天井里头，有大概200个这个关在那儿的囚犯就已经在那儿准备好迎接我们。
We stood face to face with them with only one single yellow line separating us.
我们就跟这些罪犯都面对面，然后中间只有那么一条黄线把我们隔开。
So we began to worship and share our testimonies.
我们就开始敬拜，然后来跟他们做见证。
Afterwards, our youth and young adults hand out toiletries and Bibles to them.
然后之后，我们的青少年还有我们的年轻的这些童工就开始给这些囚犯发放这个我们给他准备的卫生用品啦、圣经啦。
And as they walked by me, I shook their hands and I told them, "Jesus te ama," which means Jesus loves you.
当他们从我们身边一个个走过，我就跟他们握手，然后跟他们说耶稣爱你，那是用西班牙文说的。
So I felt God's spirit touch them as they reply with a sincere amen.
我感觉到当他们就跟我们说很真诚的说阿门的时候，我就感觉神的灵已经触摸到他们的心。
My worries disappear. We forgot about the yellow line that's separating us.
我的这个当时的这种紧张啊、担忧啊，全都没了。我感觉到这个已经没有什么黄线把我们分隔开了。
And one of the inmates walks up to me to say thank you to me in Chinese. He was saying 谢谢。
有一个囚犯，他居然走过来跟我用中文说谢谢。
And I looked around, I saw Pastor Cruz in the middle of the room, surrounded by all the inmates.
然后我就四处看，结果看到中牧师已经给囚犯包围在中间了，中间没有黄线。
He was hugging them and taking pictures with them.
他跟那些囚犯拥抱，然后给他们照相。
Right. even though we were in a prison, I can see God is working there.
尽管我们是在一个监狱里面，我可以看到神在那儿做工。
He's making impacts on them as he uses us to share his love.
神靠着我们来，用我们来分享他的爱，让这些囚犯能够看到神。
God loves us, but he loves them just the same.
神爱我们，他也爱那些囚犯，就像他爱我们一样。
And at that moment, God confirms my choices of coming to this trip again.
在那个一刻，我就感到神又一次的让我向我说，我来这次参加这个第二次参加这个短宣是正确的选择。
And at that day, nearly 100 prisoners came to Christ.
那一天，几乎有100位囚犯都接受了主耶稣做他们的救主。
Most of the inmates, they will never likely like leave the prison due to their long sentences.
那边很多人是重罪犯，所以他们的这个刑期非常长，很多人甚至都不可能活着出监狱了。
But in Christ, they are free.
但是在主耶稣里面，他们是自由了。
I might not ever see them again in my life.
我可能也永远不会再见到这些囚犯了。
But I believe one day we will all see each other in heaven.
但是我相信有一天在天堂，我们都会见面。
And then this year we have 13 youth and young adults join the team.
今年我们有18
adult team, 13 all together from other churches.
Oh, 有我们
Yeah, our church I think about 8, and then there's other youth and young adults from other churches. We have 5 churches join the.
Oh, 总共有五个教会一起来联合的去做这个短宣，所以我们教会大概有十。
All together we have 13 youth and young adults.
13哦，总共跟别的五个教会一起，我们大概有13位青少年和年轻的这个信徒。
If I didn't miscount them, but I'm sure it's
about 13. 我应该是没有数错。
Yeah. Throughout the mission trip, I can see God's spirit amongst them through their flexibility, unity, and willingness to serve God.
这些青少年让我很感动，在这次的这个短宣之中，我就看到他们很团结，而且他们有一个愿意的心。愿意去服侍神，也非常活泼。
Even through the really rough conditions,
即使是在很困难的情况之下，他们也是情绪高涨。
They led multiple VBS sessions.
他们在那边的当地教会进行了好几次的 VBS 的这个活动。
They performed skits in thick costumes during the sweltering weather.
那边那么炎热的天气，他们穿着厚厚的这个服装来做一些小品，就是演圣经里的一些短剧。
They play games with the kids despite a language barrier.
尽管他们不会说当地的语言，但是他们可以跟当地的小孩子一起做游戏。
They carry heavy bags of food up the mountains to the Tulipin families and pray for them.
而且每天早上他们要背着很重的这个食物这个背包到山上去，跟这个当地的 Tulipin 的这些人跟他们分享福音。
And at the end of each day, we share how God is working within us.
每天在结束的时候，我们大家一起分享神在我们通过我们来做一些什么事。
And we could see the impact that God was making on all the people we interact with, from the children at the VBS to the inmates from the prisons.
我们可以从当地的小孩子参加 VBS 的小孩子，还有包括这个监狱里的囚犯身上看到神的福音在他们身上的作用。
And we could also see the impact God was making in our own lives.
我们也可以看到神在我们自己的生命之中，神也在发挥作用。
And on the last day, we took a trip to Tiger Island, and we had the opportunity to witness Evan get baptized.
在最后一天，我们要到在附近的一个叫湖岛，在那个岛上去，大概就是一个小小的一个旅行，我们大家都可以放松一下。就我们都大家都见证 Evan 弟兄。在那天受洗。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主，赞美主。
And last year, when I heard about the mission trip,
去年当我听到这个短宣的这个消息的时候
，I was hesitant to join because I felt I was unqualified and I feel I can't do nothing.
我有点犹豫，我不知道我是不是该去，我觉得我不配去，我也好像觉得去了也做不了什么。
But the Holy Spirit prompts me and we joined.
但是这个圣灵感动我，所以我也参加了。
And even my daughter didn't want to go, but agreed to come with us.
我女儿刚开始也不愿意去，但最后她同意就跟我们一起去了。
And I witnessed God's transformation on her.
我也看到神在我的女儿身上的这个脱胎变换骨的这个变化。
And she got baptized 3 months later after we returned.
我们从那个去年的短宣回来之后，3个月以后，我女儿受洗了。
God has called me to go again this year.
今年神又呼召我再次去这个短宣活动。
It was a completely new experience.
但是这次的这个经验又是完全是一个新的经验。
I met many new friends.
我遇到了很多新朋友。
I learned so much from them.
跟他们学了很多。
It was such an amazing and a beautiful time of fellowship together serving God.
跟弟兄姐妹们一起同工来敬拜来服侍神真的是非常美的一个体验。
Throughout the trip, God's presence is everywhere.
我整个这个短宣这个历程之中，我就感觉神与我们无处不在，与总与我们同在。
His love is magnified.
神的这个爱就是真实彰显出来。
And looking back, I realize what I have received from Him was more abundant than what I could have done for Him through Christ.
我现在回头去看，我就感觉。我从神那里得到的比我能够给出去的实在是多的太多了。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。 是现在要跟大家放的就是一段短视频，就是他们在就是短宣。
不能拍，他们身份暴露了，他们以后难弄。
今年我们去到的监牢是重囚犯的监牢。
This year we visited this jail that hold all those heavy capital well, big, heavy crime, criminals.
大家看到这个囚犯都很年轻。
You saw these people, these jailers, they are really young. Most
他们都是黑帮成员，从小就在黑帮长大。
They are gangsters. Lots of them grew up in game.
没有父母管他们。
No parents.
黑帮就是他们的家。
Them, so the gang is their home.
洪都拉斯有很著名的两个黑帮，这些成员身上的纹身基本都标明他们属于哪个黑帮。
Honduras, there are two big gangs over there. Most of these criminals, they have their tattoos showing which one they belong to.
所以大家可以见到当地的牧师和同工团队他们怎么做，然后我们怎么参与进来的。
You can see how the local churches and pastors work over there and how we get involved.
下面要做见证的是艾文弟兄和丽青弟兄。
Yeah, we will have Evan, brother Evan,
这是父子。很感恩他们一块儿去哈，对。
Their father and son, we are very, very thankful that they both went to the mission trip.
。Hello, my name is Evan, and today I'll be sharing my experiences on the Honduras mission trip.
我叫 Evan， 我跟大家今天想要分享一下我去这个洪都拉斯短宣的一些体验。
So on the trip, we went to the village of a tribe up in the mountains.
我们去了山上的一个小的当地的一个小部落，就是在他们是住在山上的一个当地人的小村子。
And then to a jail and to two local churches.
我们也去了两个监狱，也去了两个当地的教会。
And from this journey, I was able to take away three very important lessons.
我在这次的这个旅行之中，我有学到了三样很重要的东西。
The first lesson is that when you put your faith in God, He will deliver you from your troubles and always help you out of the problems you're facing.
第一个功课我学到的就是，如果你把你的信心放在神的身上，神总是会让你在困难之中也能够有平安。
Our trip was filled with barriers trying to block us from spreading the word of God and delaying our arrivals.
我们这一路上遇到了不少的困难，总是好像有很多的事情就在阻碍我们，让我们阻碍我们这次这个步道之旅。
On the way up to the tribe on the mountain, we had to cross several wide rivers.
我们在往山上的这个路程上要过好几条河。
Unfortunately, on the first day of travel, it started raining.Which caused the water level to be so high that we couldn't cross.
就在第一天，因为雨下的太大，那个水位涨得那么快，我们这个车就开不过去。
Because of this, we had to go back down to a local town and had to stay there for a night, praying that we would be able to cross the next day.
就因为没法走嘛，所以我们那天晚上只好退到附近的一个小城里头，在那过夜。我们就祷告，希望第二天雨不要那么大，我们可以过去。
When the next day arrived, the water level had gone down enough to the point where we were able to cross.
结果第二天我们就这个水位已经退下来，我们就可以把车开过去。
However, more trouble awaited us as there were more rivers to go through.
但是前面还有好几条河还要再过呢，所以这是一个困难。一个困难过了以后，下面又接着有困难来。
On the second or third river, the bus barely made it out, but the bus's engine began to overheat and smoke filled the air.
到第三条河的时候，我们这个车勉强开过去，但是后面这个车已经开始冒烟了。
Thankfully, the local Hondurans we were traveling with were able to fix the problem, and we were able to get to the village safely.
但是感谢主，当地洪都拉斯的一些同工就帮助我们把车给修了，所以我们能够顺利的到达我们的目的地。
After all that, we ran into yet another problem coming down from the village when our bus got stuck in a ditch.
但是我们从山上下来的时候又遇到困难了。我们那个因为路上刚才凯里也说路上有泥泞，所以这个车就滑到路边的一个沟里去了。
During these challenges, it sometimes seemed a little hopeless at times, but we knew that God would help us and take care of us.
我们在这个当时你这个车出状况的时候，我们大家都觉得哎呀这怎么办啊？没办法。但是在我们的困难之中，神总是能够帮助我们。
Every time we came across an obstacle, we prayed and we sang songs of worship.
每次我们遇到困难，我们大家都一起来祷告，一起来唱赞美诗。
And sure enough, we were able to get out of each one safely.
我们每一次都能够安全顺利的度过。
When you're in these types of situations or you're facing any problems, you have to put your trust in God.
在你遇到这样的类似的困难的时候，你必须要把自己的信心放在神的身上。
Knowing that He will help you and take care of you.
你要知道神会帮助你，他会照顾你。
Because sometimes you don't know what the outcome is going to be, or you don't know what the next step should be. But what we do know is that God is always in control.
我们有时候不知道下一步该怎么做，不知道我们这个结果会是什么，但是我们都知道神在这种时候总是与我们同在，会帮助我们。
The second lesson I learned was that challenges that you face may serve as reminders that God is our Savior and that God is in control.
第二，我学到的第二个功课就是我们遇到的这些挑战都是在提醒我们神是掌控一切。
My whole life, I've struggled with understanding why God gives us challenges to deal with.
我一辈子就这么大，我一辈子都在挣扎这么个问题，就觉得为什么神在我们生命中要有这么多的挑战，这么多磨难呢？
In the prison, we met many prisoners and knew that they all had violent pasts that may have included being in dangerous gangs or committing serious crimes.
我们在监狱里看到的那些囚犯，很多都是这个黑帮成员，然后他们这个生活一辈子好像都他们就是。犯了很重的罪，就是在黑帮里长大这样的。
However, most of them were probably born into this lifestyle and didn't have much choice in determining the direction of their life.
但是他们大部分人就是生下来就是在这样一个环境里头，他们没有法子选择往后的生活。
But the personalities of these prisoners were not what you would expect knowing their background.
但是你知道这些人的背景，你看到他的人，你会觉得他们这个表现出来的这个人性，就跟他们所经历的这个犯的罪好像都衬不起来。
They're all very happy and intently listened to the word of God in which we were spreading.
我们在跟他们分享、跟他们见证神的福音的时候，他们都是很认真的在听，而且都看起来很开心的样子。
Many of them were also very kind.
他们中间的很多人也是显得是很非常好、很善良的样子。
In the prison, it was really hot.
在那个监狱里面特别热。
And I remember one of the prisoners, directed a fan towards our group so that it could cool us down.
我看到其中有一个犯人就把那个风扇就对准我们吹，让我们大家可以觉得凉快一些。
I think that the challenges that God gave them in the past contained the purpose of landing them into this prison.
我想神在他们的这个生活之中给他们的那么多的挑战，他们生在那样的环境，让他们最后进了监狱，神也是有目的的。
These challenges brought them to the lowest point of their life, where the only person or thing that could help them get back on their feet was God.
因为这他们所经历的一切，让他们已经低到就不能再低的这个生命的这个最低处。但是在这种时候，神就是能够让他们见证神的时候。
If it weren't for these challenges, these prisoners would not have had the opportunity to know God and be saved by Him.
如果是没有这样的这个经历，这些囚犯、这些重罪犯也真不可能认识神。
In the bigger picture, their challenges were not really challenges, but a blessing in disguise.
所以从这个大的这个图像来看的话，这些挑战，我们生命中的挑战，常常就不是挑战，而是祝福。
And the final lesson I learned was to be aware of how many blessings that God has given you.
第三个功课我学到的就是，我们要意识到神在我们身上有多少的祝福。
In the village, we were able to go into each family's homes and see the poor conditions that they lived in.
因为在那个村子里，我们可以一家一家的去探访，去看看他们这个生活条件有多糟糕。
Their homes were small, filthy, and hot.
他们那个小房子就是土盖的小房子嘛，就是非常热，而且就里头也是脏兮兮的都是。
And they really made you aware of just how much God has given you.
你在那种环境下，你就会意识到神已经给了你太多太多了。
We also handed out backpacks to each of the kids.
我们也给当地的每个小孩子一个背包。
And they were also joyful and grateful in receiving this small gift.
这个很小的这么一个小背包，这么个礼物，那当地的小孩子就感激的非常感激的拿过来，就是很对他们来讲是很好的礼物。
All of these things are essentials that they may think of a gift like toilet paper or a small backpack. We always take for granted.
这个背包里放的那些，你看，就是一个什么小本子啦，一卷这个手纸了。我们觉得这些东西对我们太稀松平常了，根本都不会注意的。
And I think one of the reasons why we take these things for granted every day is because we always want what we don't have, which pulls us away from realizing what we do have.
因为我意识到，就是我们为什么在生活中从来不注意到这些东西，因为我们总想要我们没有的东西，对我们拥有的东西，我们根本不会在意的。
I think seeing these people living in extreme poverty really allows you to be aware of just how much God has given you and how much He has blessed you.
所以我看到当地的人生活在那么差的这个生活条件底下，我就感觉到，我也意识到神给我们生活之中的祝福有多少。
These lessons helped me in my decision to get baptized on the trip.
所以这三个功课就帮助我决定我要在当地受洗。
And overall, this trip was really life-changing.
所以这次的这个短宣对我来讲，真是改变生命的一次旅行。
And it was very special seeing God changing lives right in front of me and developing a stronger relationship with Him.
我跟神的关系也更亲密了，因为我亲眼看到人在我的眼前被神改变。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
大家好，我叫王黎青。大家可能对我们家不是很熟悉，我们是基本上刚好是一年以前搬到这个佛州的，我们从北加州搬过来的。所以今天早上想，今天刚好是我们算下来是第一次来教会，是刚好是现在一年以前的这一天大概。
Oh, yeah.
所以也感谢主。
My name is Wang Lixin. You guys may not know our family very well because exactly 1 year ago, we moved from North California to Florida. And today is exactly 1 year anniversary.
所以我实际上是当时来佛州以前的时候，我就在网上看附近有没有什么很好的中国教会。
Before we moved to Florida, I was searching on the internet to see if there's a nice Chinese church locally.
当时我们就找到了我们这个教会的网站，然后就读我们网站上的那个周报。
Yeah, and then I located our church. I began to read the bulletins of the church.
然后我就当时觉得很奇怪，就觉得很有趣，就是我们那个周报里面提到了当时去年去洪都拉斯短宣的这样一个事情。
Yeah, I saw the bulletin has the announcements about the short mission trip to Honduras. I was kind of surprised and interested.
因为我以前的教会。我们的宣教主要是集中在国内，还有在台湾。
Because previously my churches in California were focused on mission trip work in mainland China and Taiwan.
所以我就觉得我很喜欢这个教会这个意向，因为我们华人经常我们需要把我们的这个宣教的这个眼界要放在这个全球。
I like this focus that because I like this vision because I think we Chinese we should expand our horizons in our mission work.
所以后来当时牧师跟我讲有这样今年有这样一个机会的时候，我毫不犹豫就接受这个机会。
So when Pastor Joe mentioned that this year we are going to Honduras again, I without hesitation I accept this opportunity.
但是当这个旅行快开始以前的时候，我就心里面又有点犹豫，因为我实在是很担心这个旅行的这个条件。
But,Before we make the trip, I began to hesitate again because I was really worried about what the condition that's going to be during the journey.
所以我就跟一个朋友聊起来的时候，我就给他说，我说，哎呀，我真的是心里边不太想去这个 trip.
So I began to chat with a friend. I told him, oh my goodness, I wish I didn't make the commitment to go.
但是他就跟我说，他说 it's very important. It's really good that you are actually serving others and you're giving back.
他说很重要，其实你愿意去服侍别人，这是非常重要也很有意义的事情。
所以我后来他给我了一个很好提醒，就是我们这个 trip 实际上是给我们一个很好的机会来回报我们神给我们的恩典，然后去服侍他人，然后去把我们从神领受的恩典能够反馈给这样其他的周遭的人。
He reminded me that this trip is not for me, it's for others, that I want to serve others through this journey and thenspread and share with others what God blessed me.
所以当时当我们当短宣队到了那个洪都拉斯进海关的时候
，So when we arrived at the customs of Honduras,
那个海关那个官员就问我说，你是来做什么的呀？然后你要来多久
？The officer, the customs officer asked me, "How long are you going to stay? What's your purpose of the trip?"
我就说我们是一个 mission, 我们是一个宣教队来洪都拉斯做短宣。
I said that we are here for a short mission trip. We are a team.
在我所有去过的国家，所有的这个国际旅行中，只有这一次，那个海关官员给我说，真的是谢谢你们来到国家来帮助我们。
I've been to many countries. Wherever I go, the custom officer, this is the very first time he said, thank you for coming to this country.
所以我真的是觉得我们去一个遥远的国家，有时候我们给国家那个国家带来的这些影响可能是连我们自己都想象不到的。
So I realized that when we visit a country, what we brought to that country, sometimes we didn't even realize what we can impact for that country.
我们当时从监狱走的时候，那个墙上都有各种各样那种小玻璃，就是他们那个牢房都有那种小很小，大概就这么大的玻璃。
When we left the jail, we visited. We noticed that there are small windows. That window.
Yes, small windows.
Windows on the wall from the each jail cell.
然后我们见到那些囚犯，就每一个人就是把脸就贴到那个窗户上，跟我们拼命的摇手，就是说谢谢你们。这个来到我们中间。
When we were leaving the jail, we see all those faces. We just talk to them. Those people, they're putting their face on the small little windows, just waved goodbye to us.
所以我就觉得我们去那的时候，我觉得给他们传扬福音是非常非常重要的。
Then I realized that it's very important that we went there in person to talk with them about the gospel.
但是我觉得我们也是，他们也是很感激我们，因为他们在那里待久了以后，他们自己的家人就不再去探访他们了。
They are thankful because we visited them. Even their families forgot about them. They didn't get many visitors at all.
所以我在那里跟他们交谈的时候，我就发现他们很希望你能够把他们当作一个好像在街上遇到了一个朋友这样的跟他们交谈。
When we chatted with the prisoners, I realized that they want you to take them as some just ordinary people on the street, like a friend, chat with them, talk with them.
所以刚才Kelly 姐妹讲说，我不知道你们有没有注意到，她提到一个细节，就是我们当时进到那个牢房的时候，他们牢房给我们画了一条很清晰的一个黄色的线，让我们一定要跟那个囚犯要分开，这样保证安全。
Sister Kelly also mentioned that there was a yellow line between us and the prisoners to keep us safe.
但是到了后面，你看照片上牧师放的照片，我们已经全部都已经混乱了。
But you saw the video clip a moment ago. We were all mingled together after a while, and nobody noticed that paid any attention to that yellow line anymore.
我就跟我交我交谈了跟好几个囚犯有交谈的机会。
I chatted with quite a few prisoners.
但是给我印象最深的是一个囚犯，他的名字叫 Ricardo.
There's one prisoner who leave me the most impression. That his name is Ricardo.
他给我讲了他在这个监狱住了多少年，还有十几年。
He told me how many years he spent in the jail, and there are more than 10 years he has to stay until he can be released.
我给他也讲了我自己的故事。
I told him my story as well.
然后在我快要走的时候，我就给他说，我说 Ricardo, 也许以后明年还有机会过来跟你再见面。
Before we leave, I told him that I said, Ricardo, maybe next year I will see you again when I come to this trip again.
很有趣，他跟我说，他说没有关系，他说我知道有一天我们一定会在天上见面的。
He said, no, it doesn't matter. We will see each other in heaven one day.
结果很有趣的就是我们当时从那间牢房出来以后再往另一间牢房走的时候
Then we came out from that prisoner cell and then went to another one.
Yeah. 然后他当时就在 for some reason 他就在在朝他原来牢房在往回走
He was walking back to his cell.
然后我没有看到他
I didn't see him.
但是他就离着隔着很远就跟我招手他说Hi Lee, Hi Lee.
But far away, he just waved to me and said, Hi Lee.
然后我说 Hi, 我说 Hi Ricardo.
I was also calling back, Hi Ricardo.
他就跟我说，他说记着啊，我们有一天会在天堂见面的。
He said, Remember, one day we will see each other in heaven.
所以我就想，当时我的那个瞬间，我脑子里边就想，就是说，也许有一天我在天堂的时候，会真的有一个听到一个声音跟我说 Hi Lee, Hi Lee.
Just I feel that maybe one day in heaven I will hear that sound again. Hi Lee.
记得我们还那一天在亨多拉斯监狱，你来看我那一天吗
？He would ask me, "Did you still remember the day when we met each other in the jail in Honduras?"
所以我的 learning 就是我们千万不要小看我们这些，探访他们的机会。
So my lesson learned is do not underestimate the chances you have to.
因为你不知道神借助你能把多少的爱带给别人。
Because you don't know how much love God will.Sent through you to that person.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.
完成的事。
真是特别为我们的年轻人感恩哈。
We especially give thanks for our young people.
其中有一个镜头你没看，那个小皮卡在拖在那个后边的那个大 bus 的时候。
Did you guys notice when the pickup truck was pulling the big bus?
为了增加这个小皮卡的重量。
To add more weight.
我们的年轻人和幼子都上到那个皮卡上面。
Pickup truck, our teenagers were on the pickup truck to give it some.
这个照片从上面上你可能看不到，其实从后面看挺惊险的。然后为了防止他们掉下来
it's quite dangerous to be in the pickup truck.
后面的大巴士要加油要往前冲，有几个人在后面推，三米好像啊，你看 Joshua 他们都在后面推，其实挺危险的。
You guys saw Joshua and Sammy, they were pushing the pickup truck. It was dangerous.
对、yeah, 感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
那我们下面做见证的是洪俊弟兄。
Brother Hong Jun will share his testimony.
这次去洪都拉斯，让我开眼界了。
I opened my eyes when I went to Honduras.
我没有去过第三个国家。
I've never been to a third country. I've been to China and America. That's all.
真是百闻不如一见。
It's you hear so much, but the best thing is to go yourself.
我首先要跟大家分享一下，我为什么要去洪都拉斯，去这几个 trip。
I want to let you know why I want to go. I want to make this trip to Honduras.
真是耶稣的话感动了我。
Because Jesus' words touched my heart.
耶稣在使徒行传中跟门徒们说，他说：“但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。”
Acts 1:8, Jesus told the disciples, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses."In Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
那大家知道，我们从三月份一直在教会在学习使徒行传，在组织学生学使徒行传。
In Church Sunday School since March, we've been studying Acts.
我就思想这个经文，这个经文到底是什么意思呢
？Scripture, what does it mean?
很显然，这个经文是耶稣的应许，圣灵要降临下来。
That's Jesus' promise that the Holy Spirit will come.
同时也一定是耶稣给我们的大使命，给门徒们的大使命，要出去宣教，要出去做见证。
It's also the great commission Jesus gave us that we need to go out to spread the gospel.
但是耶稣2000年说的话跟我有什么关系呢
？That what Jesus said 2000 years ago, what's that to me today?
我没有找出任何理由说这句话跟我没关系。
I do not have any excuse saying that this scripture has nothing to do with me.
然后目前的疫情的情况呢，就摆在面前。教会要去洪都拉斯第二次宣教。
We have a short mission trip to Honduras the second time from the church.
我也没有找到任何理由我不去。
I have no excuse not going this time.
然后我心里就这么下了决心要去。
That's how I made the decision to go.
但是我没有告诉任何人。
I didn't tell anybody.
王军也不知道。
Even my wife didn't know.
有一天我进来教会，就在这个时候。
One day I came to the church.
我就碰到一个年轻的姊妹，周婷婷。
I saw a young sister, 周婷婷。
她开始就不跟我问候，直接问我，她说：“你怎么不去洪都拉斯
？”That Isabella, she asked me right away, "Why don't you go with us?"
她说：“这挺好啊，我都去年去了。
”She said, "I made the trip last year."
我无法面对她，我不知道怎么回答她。
I can't face her. I can't answer her.
我就只是说，我说我想一想。
So I told her I'll think about it.
然后我第二天呢，就又有一次呢，也碰着教会的白人杰弟兄。
Then I met Brother Robert.
我们现在不叫白人杰弟兄，我们叫他老白。
We call him 老白，
因为我们现在已经跟他很熟悉了。
他有中文名字叫白仁杰，但他们都叫他老白。
我跟老白说，他说老白去年去过。
老白 made the trip last year also。
他说也挺好的，他鼓励我去。
He encouraged me to go。
然后就跟周牧师报名了。
So I registered with Pastor Joe。
那我报名的时候，我也不知道去干嘛。
Afterwards, I didn't know what I can do over there。
就这样我就去了。
But I went with them。
所以下面我就跟大家分享我去了看得到什么。
I want to share with you what I got from the trip.
大家也看到我们第一天上山不顺利。
We saw that the first day was not a smooth sail.
被河水给拦住了。
We were blocked by the wide river.
然后当天晚上我们住在那个小旅馆里头。
And that night we stayed at a small little village hotel.
我们吃了晚上吃了酱油拌饭。
We ate soy sauce with rice.
大家都吃得很香。
We all had good appetite.
我说为什么这个酱油拌饭有什么好吃的？大家都吃得很香。
I think you guys must be very hungry. It tastes good.
然后吃完饭呢，我们正好有时间跟一起呢自我介绍分享。
Afterwards, we introduce each other and we share with brothers and sisters from other churches as well.
事实上，这是我们第一次在一起坐在一起分享。我们三十几个人。
This actually, we have more than 30 people in the team, but this is the first time we get to know each other.
我们彼此就更了解了，更知道这个 trip 是干什么的。
Then we discussed and we shared what we do here in this trip.
然后我们对这个新希望的事工，我们也有一定了解。
We got to know something about the New Hope Ministry.
然后我们就美美的睡了一觉。
And then we had a good night's sleep.
然后第二天我们就上山了。
The second day we climbed the mountain.
非常顺利，大家都已经看过了。
It was very smooth the second day.
但是我们下山也不顺利。
But when we get down from the river mountain,
大家也看到这个录像了。
You saw our bus got stuck in the mud.
你们看到没有？这个 bus 没有倒到山坡那边。
You see, the bus didn't fail from the other.
它倒靠山那边了。
Didn't fail from the other side of the road. That would be doomed. But the bus was blocked by the mountain.
所以我回来思考要做见证人，我想想这个上山这个下山，我心里很有感慨。
So I just from our trip up the mountain and down the mountains, I learned something.
这河水上涨，河水下跌，我们没有办法。
We cannot.Do anything about the river, the water level.
特别是在洪都拉斯那个很穷的地方，没有资源的地方，一点办法都没有。
Especially in Honduras, faraway villages, there's no resources. So if we got stuck, we got stuck. There's nothing we can do.
所以我们在那个时候，与其说是听天由命，不如说我们相信神在掌权。
We can, as we Chinese always say, well, let the God decide what to do. But we pray to God. We know God is in control.
我想我们胆宣去抱着目的去的。
We went with a purpose.
那我们去的目的呢，就是把神介绍给他们。
Our purpose is to introduce our God to them.
那这个上山这个下山的事情正好给我们提供了这样的机会。
And the going up the mountain and going down the mountain, we had the opportunity.
那第一天晚上吃完酱油饭之后的分享让我们很受鼓舞。
The first night after we ate soy sauce mixed with rice, we shared with each other and we are all encouraged.
那我们想上山的这个愿望呢，就更迫切了。
We do really want to climb the mountain to share with the local people.
特别是我们第一次遇到，我们想看看那个山上的人民都是什么样的人。
We want to see what the local people live, what kind of condition they live in.
我们知道他们穷，我们不知道他多穷。
We know they're poor, but we don't know how poor.
我们很希望跟在山上的人传福音。
We want to share the gospel with them.
所以我们的精神气儿提上来了。
So we have high spirit.
所以我们就上山了。
So we went climbed up the mountain.
那我们上山的时候，我们大家看到一个画面，我们就在那儿敬拜，正好碰上一个敬拜。
You saw that we were worshiping together.
我们就跟山上的那些妇女儿童，我们都在跟他们敬拜。
So we worshipped with the women and children, in the village.
他们在敬拜过程中呢，他们唱当地的歌。
They sing their local hymns.
用当地的语言。
Use their own language.
我们中间还有两位师母。
We also there are two pastors' wife among us.
我们教会的师母和另外一个教会的师母。
Our pastor's wife, 冯金姐妹 ，and there's another pastor's wife.
这两个师母都带着女儿去了。
They all take both of them took their daughters.
然后他们在一起敬拜，就带领我们唱歌呀，做动作呀，都很高很开心。
So they led us to sing our hymns, and we perform.
我们在这个敬拜当中呢，我们也很受鼓舞。
We were so encouraged in our worship.
我回来看到其中一个视频被录下来了。
I saw that one of the video clip took during that time.
我看到这个视频里有个陈弟兄。
There is a brother Chen.
他很高兴
He was very happy.
他一直不断地唱在那跳在手舞足蹈的真是有点奇怪但是真是的
He was singing, he was dancing It looks a little bit awkward but it's real
这个敬拜实际上是很感人的一个敬拜
This is a very heart-touching worship together
我们很明显地感觉到圣灵在我们当中
We can apparently feel the Holy Spirit is among us
大家想一想这样一个敬拜
Imagine that
你看，前面的牧师，前面带领的人讲着西班牙语。
The pastor in the front is speaking in Spanish.
是洪都拉斯的孤儿院的新教出来的新教士。
He grew up in an orphanage in Honduras, and he became a pastor.
在下面有各种各样的人。
And then there are all kinds of people on down here in the congregation.
有美国白人。
There are American whites. There are black people.
还有亚洲人。
There are Asian.
还有从阿根廷来的人。
There are people from Argentina.
在美国教会当中有休斯顿来的人
There are people from Houston
有费城来的人
From Philadelphia
有纽约来的人
From New York
有达拉维尔来的人
From Delaware
还有我们
And us from West Palm Beach
不但有说中文的
There are Chinese speaking
还有说英文的
English speaking people
我们都在一起敬拜
We are all worshiping together
我们当时就被牧师的短讲感动了
We are touched by the pastor's short sermon
牧师说这不就是天上的敬拜吗，弟兄姊妹们
？The pastor said, "Isn't this the worship in heaven?"
不同的人民，不同的国家，唱说着不同的话。
People from all nations speaking all different languages and singing different songs, they come together to worship.
但是竟然是赞美的同一位神。
They are praising the same.
同一位伟大的神。
The same mighty God.
我想在山上的这样一个彼此的分享见证，真是让我们准备好这样一个敬拜。
I think this worship prepared us the journey up the mountain prepared us for this worship.
所以山上上山的事情，下山的事情，我们真是没有把握。但是神他的计划是美好的。
God's plan is always good.
在圣经中记载，约旦河上涨，下跌。
The Bible said the Jordan River water level increases and decreases.
红海的水分开又活上
and the Red Sea the water can split and come back again
显示了神的作为
it shows what God can do
我们不能准时上山
we cannot go to up the mountain according to our schedule
我们不能按时下山
we can't get down the mountain according to our schedule
没关系神被赞美了神的名被传开了
it doesn't matter God is worshipped and praised and God's gospel is spread out
我还想跟大家说一说，在我们的下山的那个被滞留的那个地方的时候。
When we were stuck on the road, when we went came down the mountain.
大家也看到这个视频啊。
You saw the video clip.
我们年轻人有的祷告。
Our young people, some of them are praying.
有的推车。
Some of them are pushing the bus.
有的在把车重量压在车上。
Some of them were sitting on the pickup truck to be the weight to stabilize.
我们成人也有的在祷告。
Adults, some of our adults are praying.
那有的人在唱歌。
Some are singing hymns.
有的人在帮忙。
Some are just helping out, whatever.
然后我们特别的有我们的一位师母。
We have one pastor's wife.
她趁着这个机会，把那个这些周围围观的少数民族的妇女儿童拉到一起唱歌。
She collected all the local children and women to sing together.
但好像没事一样，好像没有危险一样，就唱得很高兴，很开心。
As if there's no danger, there's nothing to worry about. They sing very happily.
这不是正好达到我们来传新教的目的吗
？This is exactly the purpose of our trip.
我们更多的认识当地的人民。
We know the local people, more local people.
更多的时间帮助当地的人民来认识神。
We spend more time with them to help them know the Lord.
我们跟他们一起来敬拜神。
We worship the Lord together with them.
能有比这更好的吗
？There's nothing better.
所以我觉得在上山下山 实在是很美好的事情。
So I feel that no matter the trip climbing up the mountain and coming down the mountain, it really they're good things.
Good is 好，其实是个很好的事情，不是因为我们的计划得到了实现。
It's not because our schedule was finally accomplished, but
而是神的计划很好的彰显。
But it's God's schedule was realized.
我们看到神的计划高于我们的计划。
We see God's schedule is above ours.
神的意念高于我们的意念。
God's will is above ours.
神的道路高于我们的道路。
God's way is above ours.
哈利路亚，赞美神。
Praise the Lord.
在这个新教中，我还学到一个小小的功课。
I also learned a little lesson.
我不是应该说是一个小小的见证，不是一个是一个大大的功课。
It's a big lesson. It's a small testimony.
我们在车上要每天要坐好几个小时的时间。
We have to be on the bus for quite a few hours every day.
那你哪儿去不了，只好坐在车里头了。
You have nowhere to go. You have to sit in the bus.
所以你就跟旁边的这个人坐在一起，你就没办法跟他不坐在一起了。
So you sit beside someone. You guys have to talk.
我有一天呢就被换到其他的座位上去了。
One day I switched my seats.
我之前一直是跟我们 Charlie 弟兄坐在一起。
I used to sit with brother Charlie all the time.
然后我们都是老朋友了，无话不聊，都聊得很开心。
We were old friends, so we have lots of things to talk about.
我把我换到一个另外的一个陌生人的地方，从其他教会来的一个弟兄。
I switched seats and sit beside a brother from a different church.
这个弟兄实际上是一个年轻的牧师。
He's a young pastor.
他在介绍的时候，他做过简单的介绍。
He introduced himself briefly.
他曾经说过，他说我撒过谎。
He told me that he shared with us that he lied before.
他说我在移民局的班房里坐过几天。
He said he was in jail for a few days at the immigrants.
他说我没什么文化。
He said he was not well educated.
哇，我听了之后，心里就有一种躁动不安。
I feel unsettled when I heard that.
他说，我心里想，没有文化真可怕。
I said, uneducated, that's awful.
我就把这个著名的名言用到他的身上。那我心里就有一点瞧不起他了。
I kind of looked down upon him.
他还坐过牢。
He was in jail.
还撒谎。
He lied.
这样的人还是，反正我就是有点瞧不起他。
He can be a pastor. I despised him a little.
Somehow, 我就跟他坐在一起了。
But I was sitting right next to him.
一次坐了两个多小时。
Two hours.
然后他就跟我介绍，他的家庭。
He began to tell me about his family.
介绍他的妻子。
His wife.
他有三个很可爱的孩子。
Three cute children.
有两个大的孩子就在我们那个新教队伍当中。
Two older kids are in the team with us.
Samuel 和 Michelle.
Samuel and Michelle.
Michelle 只有十二岁。
Michelle was only 12 years old.
是我们当中最小的一个。
She is the youngest among us.
他也说他有一个很好的妻子。
And he also told me he has a very good wife.
他说他这个妻子是他传福音的时候传着传成他老婆。
He said he got his wife when he was talking about God with them, and somehow they just hooked up.
哇，我就开始很佩服他。
I think, whoa, good job.
他的两个孩子长得很体面，很好的两个孩子。
The two children looked very good. They're beautiful children.
真的很懂事。
Very behaved really well.
然后紧接着有一天，他在监狱里做见证。
And then in the jail, he shared his testimony.
他就讲他的信主的经历。
He shared with us how he came to the Lord.
他就讲他如何成为传道人。
And how he became a minister.
然后他的在那儿祷告。
And he prayed.
然后他的见证呢非常感动人。
His testimony was very touching.
他的祷告也非常。接地气。
His prayer was also really good.
我真的是心里想，这个人确实是神重用的人。
I just realized that he is the one God really want to use.
真是神活用的器皿。
He's an instrument God can use.
然后当我想到这的时候，我的心里有一个声音在责备我。
And then a voice was scolding me, reprimand me.
他说你还瞧不起他
？You looked down upon him.
他是犯罪了。
He's
那是以前的事情。
That's in the past.
我已经饶恕他了。
I have already forgiven him.
你想他干嘛
？Why would you still holding his past against him?
他没有文化。
He was uneducated.
你觉得他真是没有文化吗
？You think he's uneducated?
人家是谦卑。
He is humble.
人家上个神学院毕业的。
He graduated from a seminary.
不能吹这个。
He didn't boast about himself.
我就是圣灵让我就觉得有点无地自容了。
I just feel so ashamed of myself.
让我真是知道我是一个骄傲的人。
I realize I'm a proud person.
也真是有谦卑的功课要学习。
I need to learn to be humble.
所以我说它不是一个小的功课。
So I say this is not a small lesson.
是这个小的竞争。
This is a small testimony.
但确实是我还要接着来学的功课。
But that's a big lesson I need to learn.
我想不是只是这一项我就学到了。
I know that I cannot learn all things just by this small testimonial.
我觉得神是爱我的提醒我。
God loves me. He is reminding me.
不谦卑不能服侍人。
If I cannot be humble, I cannot serve people.
所以在这个，这只是其中的一个例子。
This is just one of the examples.
我还是其实还学了很多。
I learned a lot.
这个 trip 呢没有白去。
I didn't go in vain.
真是让我开眼界了。
I really opened my eyes.
我甚至可以想到约伯曾经说过的话。
I can even imagine what Job once said.
我曾经风闻有你。
I used to hear about you.
我这次亲眼见你。
And today I see you.
又一次在异国他乡见到了神的作为。
In a different land, I see what God accomplished.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
我想要去的短信队员有太多的要讲的了。
I think there are just lots of things our members, our team wants to share with us.
我就不让他们讲了，我要来做结束语了。
I need to end here because it takes too much time.
我还是要做一个结束语的哈。想一想哈，如果我没有去到洪都拉斯的话
，Think about it. If we didn't go to Honduras,
这样的一个监狱施工如此的令人惊讶，我们何以会有份
？This, how can we have a part in this ministry in the jail?
我们教会现在每个月有200块钱支援一个教育的监狱的传道人。
Our church every month we will send $200 to a missionary in jail ministry.
所以不管你去没去，你都在这个事工上有份。
So no matter you go or not, you are part of this mission.
那特别是当我们华人去到那里哈，我们的特别的面孔，真是给他们带来最大的激励和爱，源于基督的。
We Chinese go there, they don't see Chinese often, so our face really is an encouragement to local people.
平时他们有当地的监狱的牧师，有小监狱有查经。但是我们一去的时候，我们就去收割了。
The jailers, the jail has their church, their local church, and their pastor, and they learn, they study the Bible. But when we go there, it's harvest time.
所以大家可以看到哈，当我们要离开的时候，他们是何等的对我们恋恋不舍。
You see, when we were leaving, these people, they want us to stay longer.
从他们的这个眼里和感受，我们就是神派来的天使。来给他们信心的这样的一个分享。
From their eyes, you can tell that they see us as angels from God to share the God's words with them.
如果我没有去的洪都拉斯
，If we didn't go，
在那个印第安的这个部落吐鲁番的这样的部落，他们是如此的贫穷，然后需要是如此大，我们如何的可以去参与
？How can we be part of the ministry to help the local Tulupan people? They were so poor.
我们看到就是在河里给我们施水深的那就是那对宣教士夫妇，那我们去就加强了他们在当地的这样的一个吐鲁番部落的施工。
We see, you see the, in the video clip, there's a guy testing the water level. He is a local missionary. He's with his wife. They serve the local churches. We went there to support him.
如果我们没有去到那里的话，我们可能也从来不会想象到我们如何可以这样的可以参与一个跨文化神国度的施工
？If we didn't go, we would have no idea how to be part of God's multinational ministry.
如果我们没有去到那里哈，我们也不会更深的认识这个 Living Hope Global Ministry 这个宣教机构。
If we didn't go, we would have no clear understanding of what Living Hope Global Ministry was doing there.
当我们看到他们的同工、他们的团队中的牧师。神使用如何使用这个团队，把北美的华人教会，把我们的资源，然后带进去，甚至带到全世界各地。华人教会由过去的收取，现在可以出来跨文化神国度的施工中，做出我们应当有的一部分。
We Chinese church, we used to be the receiving end. We get support from the Hope Ministry, from all the American.Pastors, their ministry, but now it's time for us to give out to share what we have with the other ministries.
然后在这样的一个事工当中哈，我们很多的感受，这是在短信机的，我们可以学习如何彼此相爱。
We can learn to love each other.
你必须与人面对，你必须与人交流，你必须能接纳别人的不同。
You must communicate with people. You must accept the differences between you and others.
然后这样的一个简陋的环境，这样的一个上厕所、睡觉都对得我给我们带来挑战，这让我们学习感恩。
We learn to give thanks for our blessings. When you go use the local toilet, when you sleep in a small hotel, you really realize how many blessings you have.
当我们去到那里的时候，我们反省自己的生活，我们可能是刚硬的心，在那里我们变得柔软。我们可需要牧师，可能重点都在侧重在施工，但是在那里，要么去聆听，要么去观察，要么看到上帝的信实，要么的心变得柔软，要么开始悔改。
Our hearts used to be hard, and when we went there and see the local people how they live, and our heart just began to soften. We just learn to repent and change our own heart.
作为短宣的人。我是很紧张，因为我担心大家的 安全。
I'm the leader of this team, so I was worried about our safety of everyone.
然后对于每一个事工的负责人，他们都想让这个事工做得更加完美。
And all the leaders for the ministry, they all want to do a good job.
但是我们在那里学习放手，让年轻人们，让 youth 他们自己来做。
That when we were there, we learned to let go, to let the youth take over, let them take the responsibility to do things.
他们虽然做得没有那么完美，但是当我们看到他们这样愿意的心。他们的委身，所以我们为他呢，他们的改变，我们感。
The youth may not do a perfect job, but they are willing to learn. They are willing to take over the responsibility. We are so thankful about that.
这样我们经历神。
We experienced God together.
所以我常常在想哈，这样的八天一周之内的这样的一个短宣，是特别适合我们在佛州的这个华人教会。
I just feel that an eight-day trip, it's just a short week, an eight-day trip is perfect for our Chinese church.
疫情之后，我已经好久没有经历这样的一个感动和兴奋了。
I haven't been so excited and so touched for a while.
我是指宣教，以前我跟妈咪、师母跟麦牧师，我们到那里跟当地的教会的团契，然后去跟他们聊天，那种激励和兴奋，这些今天在我们的短信当中。让我们更多的经历到又回来了。
Before the pandemic, I went with Mrs. Xu, with Mommy, and Dr. Michael Wan. We went to many mission trips, and I got so encouraged. But after the pandemic, this is the first time I feel similar feelings.
然后今年对我们家来说最感恩的是我们家 Samuel 去了，所以我们全家都去到那里。
This year, my whole family went. Samuel, Isabella, my wife, and me. We all went together.
当那我们孩子在那边唱美国的国歌的时候，那天晚上突然想起来哈，我们已经两年没有看烟火了，我们每年都看烟火的哈。
Yeah, we used to watch the July 4th fireworks, but I realized that for 2 years we didn't watch any fireworks.
但是我觉得真是值得。
But I feel it's all worth it.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹的委身在那里，牺牲了这个看烟火，牺牲了一周的时间，牺牲了一周的薪水。然后去到那里
I just feel that it's all worth it. We missed the fireworks in America, July 4th fireworks, and we have to spend a whole week vacation time over there, but it's all worth it.
也他们会说绝对的值得
They would say it's totally worth it.
所以愿这样的见证激励我们每一个弟兄姐妹哈我也想说哈如果我们身体允许的话哈那我们每年都去参加一次短宣这是让我们真实的经历神改变生命的一个人生旅程。
I want to encourage everyone that every year we can have a short mission trip. This is a trip to change our life, to make impact to our life and other people's life.
好，我们一起来低头为这个做个祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，感谢赞美你，谢谢你的恩典。
Lord, thank you for your grace.
有说不出赞美感恩归荣耀于你。
We can't express our thanks enough. We want to give all the glory to you.
愿你放在我们每一个短宣队员这样的一个感动持续在我们的生命当中然后让我们每天可以在这样的一个忙碌的生活当中可以继续经历你仰望你来跟随你
May you help us experience you and know you every day in our daily lives
然后也帮助我们的教会成为一个宣教的教会成为在这个大使命神的国度中矿化宣教中有我们的一份
Make this church a church of your gospel the church of your ministry so we can be part of your kingdom great kingdom
再次感谢你对我们的带领
Thank you Lord for guiding us
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name Amen
Amen